Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Bob Thibodeau. Pastor Bob conducts personal interviews with Christian influencers from around the globe, helping Christian authors, recording artists, CEOs, entrepreneurs, nonprofit leaders, and yes, pastors and ministry leaders to get the word out about what they are doing to impact the world with the gospel. Our podcast has been rated in the top 0.5% of all podcasts in the world by ListenNotes.com, so you know your message will be heard. Now, here is your host with today's interview, Pastor Bob Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. You know, if you're in business or you have a podcast, etc., you're establishing your brand in everything you do. And this brand is what distinguishes you from others out in the world. If I mention the word Coke, what comes to your mind? For the majority of you, you probably think of the soda drink, Coca-Cola, but what if nobody knew what that was? You know, I remember when I first joined the Army, I was stationed at Fort Bliss, Texas for basic training, and we finally earned our first two-hour pass. So I headed to the snack bar to have some good food that I had missed in the past month or so. And I went to the counter and asked for a pop of Coke. And the lady looked at me as if I was speaking French. She said, "What? What do you want?" I said, "A pop, please." She goes, "What's that?" I said, "A Coke, you know." "Oh, you want a soda." You see, in Michigan, where I was raised, it's called pop. Down south, it's called soda. There are some that may have thought of cocaine when I said the word Coke. But the majority, I hope, thought of Coca-Cola, right? Did you imagine the red and white can, or the slender bottle, or the dark drink with bubbles and the glass sweating a little bit because it was cold? That's all called branding. So what's your brand? That's what our guest will be sharing with us today, all about branding. And this is what will stand out in your customers' minds when they hear your name or the name of your company. Amen. Glenn Rudin is known as the Message Master. He helps folks just like you and me to find clarity in their business. He's been working for the branding and messaging industry for more than 40 years, helping businesses to define clear value of their company, their brand, their products, and then communicate that to their customers. Amen. He's also a keynote speaker and the author of a great book, A Brand in Your Hand. This is the world's first fully rhyming, full-color book on branding. Amen. Help me welcome to the program, Glenn Rudin. Glenn, it is such a blessing to have you join us today. I appreciate your time.
Robert, I can't thank you enough. I'm sitting there listening to that introduction. I'm saying, oh, yeah, that's me. So I really appreciate all of the kind words that were put in there. And I appreciate you, and I appreciate the opportunity to be in touch with you and with your audience. It is a privilege to be here with you.
Amen. I appreciate that. Well, let me start with this question first. Other than that brief information I just shared, can you tell us in your own words, who is Glenn Rudin?
I am a guy that is a great question. And I will say this, that I am a guy who has always considered himself to be super creative. And that's creative about all kinds of things, whether it's actually writing poetry, new ways of looking at business, new ways of looking at life. And so that creativity has always been a part of who I am. But in the world of business, I would define myself as two different personalities. The first one is a guy who is an expert at product development, who can help people develop the concept they have for a product and help them get it manufactured, imported, and sold. So that's one personality. That's one hat that I wear in terms of always been creative, my company. The other one is as a coach and mentor to the many people out there that need help establishing who they are, finding their voice, figuring out what their brand is, and understanding the importance of creating great first impressions. And that's my persona as the Message Master, somebody who is deeply passionate about eliminating bad branding, eliminating poor messaging, so that everybody who's out there has the opportunity to really share who and what their best selves are with the world. So hopefully that gives you a good sense. People work with me as a product development expert where they come to me as a coach to help them with their branding, their messaging, and their business strategy based on all the years of experience that I have in sales and in marketing.
Amen. Amen. And how did you get started in this business branding strategy? It's not something that most people wake up, you know, they're 17 years old and say, I know what I want to do. How did you get started in this?
It's a great question. The first couple jobs that I had out of college, one of them was with the big cosmetic giant Revlon, the cosmetic company based in New York. And I had a couple of different job functions there, but one of them was as a product marketing manager. And as a marketing manager within the Revlon scheme of products and brands, I worked on one of their prestige brands. And as a result of that, gained exposure to everything that went into the creation of, development of, manufacturing of, launching of, and sales of cosmetic products. And there's probably not an industry that spends more time cultivating their brands, creating stories about their products, and creating compelling reasons for why consumers need to sample, use, and then become loyal to those brands. So early in my career, I developed this really great skill of learning how to speak about products, not just here's a lipstick, but here is a lipstick whose product is put together based on unique formulas and all natural beetroot that we use in the lipstick that not only creates a wonderful color, but has a wonderful fragrance to it and creates an amazing glow on your lips. These are the kinds of things that I learned that I didn't realize went into creating the story and the essence behind a product that really becomes the branding that makes it attractive to a woman or a man to want to walk into a store and say, I heard about, read about, saw about this particular product, and I want to try it out for myself. So that's really where this all came from for me. Although I will take a step back, Robert, and say from, interestingly enough for me, at the very earliest ages I can think of, 8, 10, 12 years old, I was always fascinated by bottles and packaging and always wondered, you know, how did the writing get, you know, get printed on that bottle? How did this package that this thing comes in get put together? Where does that get manufactured? Who does that? I was always intrigued by what all of these different products that we have, whether you go to a food product, you go to your medicine cabinet and you know, maybe it's a package of Band-Aids, whatever it was. I was always intrigued by that. How does that whole thing come together so that at some point somebody walks into a store, says, that's the thing I want. They pull it off a shelf, put it in their cart, bring it home. So at my really, really earliest ages that I can think of, I was always intrigued by product development and manufacturing. Amen. Suppose that's why I ended up in the field.
Yeah. Hey, man, that's good. That's good. I want to read something from your book here just to give our audience a tease. This is directly from his book. A key part of your business will be your brand. It's something important you must understand. On the following pages, I will provide a clear, comprehensive brand building guide. A brand is a way to make a business stand out. It makes it more noticeable and give it more clout. When your branding's on point, it adds to its mystique. This makes us feel it's special and unique. Your brand will remind us of what you're about. It creates a strong message and leaves little doubt. It's what we will think about you when you're not around. When done really well, it should be quite profound. Amen. Now, let me ask you, why rhyme?
Well, couple reasons. Number one, when again going back to my childhood, just like everybody's childhood, I happen to love the creativity in rhyming. So if it's just the standard roses are red, violets are blue, blah blah blah, and I love you, we as human beings have a tendency to remember rhymes. And if you're somebody like me that enjoys that feeling, that sense that this line is going to rhyme with that one, there's this great feeling of satisfaction that I get. And so I was a big fan of Dr. Seuss books, love those. And so when I was originally challenged to write a book about what I do about branding and messaging, I thought, gee, I'll do what typical professional speakers, which is another thing that I do, will do, and they'll basically lift material from their talks and just reduce it to paper and put that out as a tip book or as a book. And as I started to do that, and I did do it, I said, as a guy who calls himself, always been creative and really prides himself on that, I think I can challenge myself to doing more and providing something that will act as a introduction to branding and messaging to business people who've never had exposure to it, and even more importantly, to high school and college students who are just starting out. Because so many of these concepts are never taught to them, especially if they don't end up going to a business school, if they just end up with a liberal arts degree, or maybe they don't even end up going to college at all, but they don't ever get exposure to things like a brand or a personal brand or an elevator pitch. And for me, that encounters people at Chamber of Commerce meetings, at networking meetings, on Zoom calls, trade shows, you name it. I will say, Robert, that so many people struggle with these concepts that what I wanted to do was put out a book that would be easy to read, rhymes, full color, so it's easy to look at, and the pictures match the words that you're seeing. But in creating a book that anybody could read in an afternoon, because again, it's written very much like a Dr. Seuss book, although it's a little denser, a little thicker in terms of the rhymes and what they mean and what they eventually lead you to. I wanted to create something that I knew would be easy for people to get. And then once they got themselves introduced to these concepts, then they could go to their school library or the public library and really seek out, deeper volumes of information on the history of branding and how to do it. But I wanted to at least start in a place where people who don't know about branding or messaging or elevator pitch or any of those concepts, mission statements and things like that, to give them an introduction to it in a way that would be easy to absorb. And I find that using the rhymes in my book is a great way to get yourself involved in these concepts. And then you can decide, is this something that I want to endeavor to learn about more?
Man, hey man, that's good. And as you were, we talked a little bit before the recording started about Howard Cosell and him and Muhammad Ali, and Ali was known for using them little 1-2 line rhymes to, I can't remember who he was fighting, but it'd be something like, well, the big
Float
one he's known
like
for,
a
float by
butterfly.
butterfly and sting like a bee. Yeah, that one.
You
And
can't
there was a,
hit what you can't see.
yeah, and there was another one he's talking about. The only name popping to mind right now is Sonny Liston, but I don't think that's who it was. But he says something about, he said, with the punch of Ali, he's going down in three. I mean, he'd predict what round he'd knock this guy out in and would.
Yeah.
But he'd always come back. Howard Cosell, yeah, he'd say, what are you predicting for this one? He'd give it that little rhyme clip and then do it. I mean, it was just amazing. But
But you know
he
what's
was known for
amazing?
that. We're still
Yeah.
talking about it 50 years later.
And you know what's amazing about that is when he did that in an era way before all the social media that we have now, long before there was Instagram, long before there was Twitter and Facebook, he was smart enough to create these little memorable snippets that he knew would make it into the news and that other people would repeat. And so he was constantly building the brand of
Amen.
Muhammad Ali. And that's an
Yeah.
amazing thing that he was doing long before it was a popular thing to do. And like you just said, probably 50 years since that float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. But you see how these things can stick in our minds and create an impression. And of course, we all had an impression of him from a branding perspective as, as this amazing fighter that also had this larger than life personality. So he was on point with his personal brand, and it was larger than life. And that's who we thought he was because that's what he put out there. Now, we know that behind the scenes, he was a much more private, reserved, even religious guy who had very deep thoughts. But what got people attracted to him was that outward, brash branding and the rhyming that people would remember and made him infectious. And it's a great lesson for people that you can have two different brand personas. You just have to be intentional about which one you want to put out into the world that you want to be remembered for what you're doing, and the one that you will use as an asset to your business. And that's what Muhammad Ali was amazing at.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. You know, I worked my first ministry job was working with a guy by the name of Dr. Bernard Johnson. He was known as the world's greatest gospel saxophonist. I mean, when he was on stage, I mean, he commanded the stage, you know, and the concerts were just awesome, right? But when he left the stage, the whole persona changed. He was a private person, like you're talking about, you know, and very mild-mannered, very quiet, you know, wasn't braggadocious or anything like that. But when he was on, he was on, you know, and that taught me a lot, you know, that not that you're looking at two different people. No, he was the same person. It's just that he was delivering what the audience was expecting, I guess you could say.
But it's a really great point, Robert, because I think people make this mistake. I was talking about this morning in my Message Master Academy, which is a weekly Zoom class that I have that, you know, anybody right now is it's free to attend. It's an hour class every Wednesday morning. And this morning we were actually speaking about the whole idea behind creating a personal brand. And, you know, one of the key points about that was when you are going to be public facing, you have to be really careful and be really intentional about managing that personal brand. Because if you take this example of this minister that you were just speaking about, and you start putting out two different messages in the public arena, you really create confusion for people because they don't really know which is the one that I'm going to get in terms of who I'm working with. So people who think they want to go out on some of these social platforms and be political or be super controversial or try to be humorous, but then when you get back into their real business, it's a completely different persona. Now we're not really sure who we're getting or what we're getting when we consider hiring you to help us with business in whatever aspect you do. So it's really, really important to understand, yes, we're not necessarily the people that we see on stage performing, that when we get off stage, right, we're not an entertainer anymore. We're our regular everyday selves. But we just have to be really careful about managing that branding so that we use it as an asset and we don't confuse the audience who might come to our commentary or our social media and say, gee, that doesn't seem like the same person that I was interested in hiring for this kind of business. So word to the wise, just be intentional about what you're doing. If you find it that you really need to make political or religious or humorous or controversial statements, you might want to have a separate account that just goes to places that you want that to go to, so it doesn't create dissonance for the business message that you're putting out into the world.
Yeah, amen, amen. When I was working with him, that was before social media was even a thing. Mm-hmm. It was back when Al Gore was just inventing the internet.
That's funny.
Now, you mentioned your class, the Message Master Academy. Tell us a little bit about that.
So, you know, I do a regular segment every week on the Clubhouse app. I don't know if your listeners are familiar with Clubhouse, if you speak about that at all. But I'm in a particular club called the Breakfast with Champions, which is one of the bigger clubs on that app. And every Friday from 7:30 to 8, I do a 25-minute segment on there where I do some trivia based on something that's happened on that date in business, in history. And then we talk about some type of inspirational quotation. And both of those things are typically related to whatever the subject matter is going to be. But it's a short segment. It's only about 20, it's literally 30 minutes. But by the time I get into the subject matter, it's only about 20 minutes. And I really don't have time in that show to be interactive with the audience, right? It's just audio only, it's not video. So, based on the interest level there, and the fact that people seem to be hungering for more of this information on branding and messaging and business strategy, I thought it would be great to start doing a weekly Zoom class that right now, again, is free, that people can come to where they can learn because I get the opportunity to teach similar things to what I teach in that clubhouse room, but it's a longer format. I'm able to use video to enhance the things I'm speaking about. I'm able to actually see the people who show up in the role there of students who want to learn about branding and messaging. There's some networking, there's some interaction between myself and them. So it's a great step for people who think about wanting to work with me as a personal coach to really get a chance to maybe kick the tires and see what it's like to actually work with Glenn Rudin in a group setting. And maybe some of those people will decide somewhere down the road they want to hire me as a coach. But even if they don't, it just goes back to my passion again about wanting to help eliminate poor messaging and poor branding for anybody that endeavors to say, hey, I get it. I'm not very good at this. And here's a guy who's willing to put himself out there and help provide pointers and tips on how to improve this for myself.
Amen. Amen. So it's a weekly class.
It's a weekly Zoom class that gets announced on Eventbrite. But anybody in your listening audience that gets in touch with me that would like more information about it, I can certainly add them to my email list that goes out, which sometimes includes a newsletter, might include a thought-provoking email. But we'll also include announcements on this weekly Message Master Academy and how to get signed up for that. And then once you attend one of the classes, you'll get notified about the class for the following week. But right now, it's every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. It's about 45 minutes of interactive lecture. And then I always leave 15 minutes for questions and answers. And again, today we had a great session. Talking all about the importance of your appearance, whether it's in the virtual world like you and I are doing this right now, or it's face to face. There will always be something great for you to pick up at the Message Master Academy.
Amen. Amen. So do you go over just like one aspect of branding each week so it's more or less a cumulative effect, or do you
It
do a basic
is, right?
overview of them all? You know, just share a little
Yes.
bit of what they can expect.
Yeah, so over the course of time, you'll be able to hear classes, for instance, about developing your big idea. So many times I hear people talk about the fact that they've got a great idea, but they don't know what to do with it. And so it just stays locked up in their head. So we'll have an entire class on how to get that idea on paper, how to develop it. Who is it for? Which is a class all about developing and targeting your target audience. Who really should you be speaking to? What method should you be using to reach them? Where are they hanging out? How much do you know about them? Do you know how to create a brand persona for your target audience, which is super important? Another class, Robert, will be on your mission statement. Because if you don't know why you're doing what you do, it's very hard for you or the people that you work with to really get behind what you're trying to accomplish. So, as for instance, I just said, my mission is to stamp out poor branding and messaging wherever I can because so many people are bad at doing it. We'll have a class about called Tell Us About Your Competitors, where in advance, we'll ask you to go out and pick three competitors in your field and then come to the Message Master class and tell us about who they are and what you do that's different from them. We'll talk about another class, features and benefits of your business. Another one, we'll talk about literally developing your message. Another class will be on unique value proposition. How about asking your current customers to help you grow your business? And then, of course, we'll always be talking about your personal brand. But each week, a topic along those lines that will help you further develop yourself and or your business so that you're really putting your best foot forward and you're learning something new about what you do for a living that you might not be doing as well as you could be because you just haven't been exposed to that concept up to now.
Hey, man, that's good. That's good. And there's no cost basis for this class, at least right now.
Right now, there's no cost as I develop an audience. I mean, eventually, I would like to get to the point that I've got 15 or 20 regular people in the class, and then we'll go to some very affordable monthly model where each class, you know, would probably end up being, somewhere around, $10 per class. So you could almost think of this as taking credits at college. And if you think about how much it costs just to take one course at even a community college, it's about $300 a credit. So it could be costing you, anywhere from, $500 to $600, $700 for 3 months. And this is just ongoing. So it's a great value. Right now it is free as we're building up the audience. So if you're interested, I know I can give, you can get in touch with me via the email contact that Robert has for me, and I would love to see you in the Message Master Academy.
And so one more question on the Academy. You mentioned the, like, a sequence of classes. Do you have, I'll just say, 12 classes and you just repeat them so that people are, they can start at the beginning, or how does that work? What happens if they jump in at the middle?
That's a great question. We're going to be recording the classes so that if you missed something, you'll be able to go back to the class that you're attending or the library of classes so you can go back and study them. And that would be part of the pay model because that becomes real, downloadable content that you could really use. There's handouts that I provide. I would say more than 12 classes, probably closer to 20 in terms of all being unique classes before we get started ramping up again. So, if you take 20 classes and you figure, 4 to 5 a month. So this would run for, a good 5 months before we would start repeating again and looking for new students and new content. So I would say at least a half a year worth of classes before we start really repeating stuff.
Amen. Amen. If you could offer one piece of advice on branding to someone who's listening to us right now, what would that be?
Okay. So I know you mentioned this really early on, but it's worth repeating. Whether it's your business's brand, and you use the great example of one of the all-time brands, Coca-Cola, or it's your personal brand, what you have to keep in mind is that the impression that you or this brand makes on somebody, what's left behind when that bottle of Coke is no longer there, or when you, Robert, or myself are no longer in the room, what are the thoughts that we have about that brand or about that person? That's really the essence of what the brand is. So that if somebody said, can you describe Robert or can you describe Glenn? What adjectives would they use? Then if we went with the Coca-Cola and you were using all those great visual examples, what did you see? Did you see the red and white logo? Did you see that slender green Coke bottle type glass? Did you think about what it tastes like, when you crack that can open and take that first sip of Coca-Cola, if you're a Coca-Cola fan. But whether it's Coke or M&M's or McDonald's, or again, you yourself in terms of the personal brand, how would you describe that to a friend or an associate who didn't have anything to do with or didn't know about that brand or that person? That's really what you're trying to create with that brand, that impression. What you thought of that, was the person authentic? Were they knowledgeable? What about that brand? Did it make you feel good? Did it make you feel thirsty? Again, if we're going back to the Coca-Cola, when you thought about McDonald's, are you thinking about, a sinful lunch that you know might not necessarily be healthy, but tastes, so good and you can't wait to have it? that it's that impression that's left behind that is your brand. And so what's so important about this concept is to constantly be thinking, once something comes out about my company or myself, what are the things, what are the ways that people would describe it to somebody who wasn't there? Because that's the impression you're trying to leave on somebody. And I'll just go one step further with this. It's the reason that we have to be so consistent with each message that goes out about our brand or ourselves. Because the more frequent people get that same message over and over again, that authenticity, if it's about you, Robert, or if it's about me as a brand and message coach, if it's about the brand of Coca-Cola, you know that every time you see one of their ads on TV, it hammers home that same all-American beverage feeling about wouldn't it feel great to open a bottle of Coke? Wouldn't that taste good right now? Right? And they use different messages. Sometimes they'll play the sound of opening up that can and pouring it, and you hear that fizzing in the back of your mind. You're thinking, gee, I'd really like one of those. But what about you as a personal brand, as a spokesperson for what you're doing? We want every time someone gets the chance, and you could go to my Instagram as a perfect example. And I probably have 400 posts in there. And I would say 398 of them are related to the subject matter. And almost every time you see me show up in there, you'll see me in a similar kind of a sport jacket and a nice clean t-shirt or a button-down shirt in a very similar background like this in terms of my the environment that I'm speaking to you from. But the point is, it's consistent. Every time you see it, it's consistent. Now, you may not like it. I can't help that, but it's authentic and it's me. And every single time you hear me or see me, you're getting a similar kind of message. How can you improve your branding, your messaging, or your strategy so that your business can go further than what it's doing right now?
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. That is gold right there. Praise God. And I'll offer one more piece of advice on branding to someone who's listening right now. Sign up for Glenn's class. Praise God. You need this. This is great stuff. And Glenn, this has been so interesting. If someone wanted more information or wanted to ask you a question or maybe do an interview like this, how can they get in touch with you?
Okay, so the easiest way to get in touch with me is to email me. So it's my name, Glenn, with two N's, at alwaysbeencreative.com. Very simple, just the words, always been creative, spelled out, .com. Glenn, you can find me on LinkedIn. I think I'm the only Glenn Rudin out there, and I'm thrilled to have new connections and meet with new people. And if you go to my website, alwaysbeencreative.com, you'll find there's a link there for a free 30-minute connection call, which may just prove life-changing for you because we'll take a look at where you are and what you're doing and try to give you a little advice about how to improve your business or yourself or your branding or your website. And that starts out free as well. And of course, there's the Message Master Academy, Instagram. It's Glenn underscore Rudin underscore message underscore master. I am findable. If you make just a very little effort to find Glenn Rudin out there and I can help you, I would certainly love to connect and do that. Remember, this is important, really important thing to leave everybody with. Not everybody that hears you speak about your business is your customer, but everybody that hears you speak about your business knows somebody who is. So make every effort you can to be crystal clear with your messaging and connect with as many people as you can. Because every time you connect with someone, like I'm connecting with Robert today, now I've got the opportunity to get introduced to the thousands of people who know Robert and do what he does, and vice versa. Robert is now connected to everybody in my network based on what I know he does. It works, people, so do it.
Amen. 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 And your book, how can someone order a copy of your book?
Sure.
Take it, it's
So
on
you can,
Amazon, right?
yeah, brand in your hand is up on Amazon, and There's a digital copy, of course, which is just a few dollars if you wanted to do that and get introduced to the book. But I highly recommend, just to hold the substances as a visual medium, so you get a sense here for, the great imagery that that we put in here. I didn't draw these photos, but they were all my concepts in terms of how I wanted them to look. This happens to be one on preparing to wear the right outfit before you go out. So you can see this guy, he's got t-shirts that are hanging there that are way too casual, and then he's got sport jackets that are really the right way for him to go out looking. And that's how this book is written. It's really cute and really easy and fun. So it is up there on Amazon. You could pick up the hardcover or the digital version as well. A brand in your hand. It's out there.
Amen. Amen. I'll put links to all this in the show notes below. Praise God. Folks, as you heard, branding is essential if you want to grow your business. It is vital that you project the correct message through your branding. So many people just get it wrong and they suffer as a result. If you start off with a bad branding message, it may stick with you for a very, very long time, even if you change the branding. Amen. You need to talk to Glenn Rudin right now. Get it all straightened out before you commit even one more dollar in promotions. It's that important. Just drop down the show notes, click the links right there, reach out to Glenn Rudin right now while you're thinking about it. Don't try and wait till later because most people just forget. Do it right now. And be sure to order a copy of his unique book, A Brand in Your Hand, as well. I can guarantee it will put a smile on your face while getting the message stuck in your mind and down in your heart. Amen. Glenn, I want to thank you again for taking the time to come on the program today and share all about your great book and the great work you're doing to help people to get the word out. You talk about your message and your brand, and that's our mission statement. Get the word out. And we accomplish that by helping other people like you get their word out. And that's what we focus on. But what they do, their businesses, their books, all that. And he'll help you do it more effectively with branding. Praise God. I do appreciate your time today, Glenn. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Robert. A pleasure to be here with you. And it's a thrill to be connected to you and to your audience. So thanks so much for this opportunity. And I can't wait to see the actual broadcast out there so I can share it with my audience and hopefully get some new listeners into your bullpen.
Amen. I appreciate that. Folks, that's all the time we have for today. For Glenn Rudin, myself, it's Pastor Bob reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Please subscribe to our podcast so you can be notified when another episode is published. With over 800 interviews and 1,000 published episodes, Pastor Bob is known as a podcasting expert for helping others to create their own podcast to share their messages with the world. Please visit our website at www.podcastersforchrist.com. That web address again is www.podcastersforchrist.com for more information. Until next time, be blessed in all that you do.